Hey, it's Alan, and I just wanted to let you know that you can now listen to the ongoing history of New Music early and ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
I am not going to lie. I'm addicted to listicles. Not the clickbaity ones that have subheadlines like, "And you won't believe number six." I'm only interested in the ones that offer interesting or weird facts that are somehow, I don't know, useful or at least entertaining. And that usually means BuzzFeed, Bored Panda, Upworthy, Laughing Squid, you know the kind. Today I learned, and I was today years old when I discovered, you know, that kind of thing. Let me give an example. There is a species of moth that lives in the Amazon jungle that drinks the tears of sleeping birds. This moth will just sit on a bird's neck, stick a long proboscis under the bird's eyelid, and slurp away the tears. I know, right? Here's another. Up until the 1800s, polite people didn't eat bananas because their shape made bananas an immoral fruit. Importers actually had to hire women for ads showing them eating bananas to prove that there was nothing wrong with them. Okay? All right, one more. And I'm sorry if this one's going to trigger you. If you take public transit, approximately 15% of the air you breathe contains human skin. All those floating specks that you see in the sunlight? Yeah, skin. It's gross. But, you know, I love this stuff. A big part of my job is searching for facts, although most of what I'm looking for involves music. Now, I've heard that if you play hip-hop to a wheel of cheese as it's maturing, the cheese will have a stronger flavor and aroma. As late as 1948, you could win an Olympic medal for music. And if you want to play music for your dog, choose reggae. Scientists have proven that reggae is the music dogs like the most. Over the course of the year of researching and writing for this program, I run across all kinds of stuff like that. Most I could incorporate into various shows, and others, well, not so much. But these orphan facts need a home. So once every 12 months, I devote a program to clearing out all this information from the post-it notes and highlighted passages in books and pages torn from newspapers and magazines and various files on my computer and throw them all into one program. What you do with this stuff is up to you. This is the annual show I call 60 Mind-Blowing Facts About Music in 60 Minutes.
This is the Ongoing History of New Music podcast with Alan Cross.
From 1991 and a record called Look Mom, No Head. Those are the Cramps and Blow Up Your Mind. And that's exactly what I'm hoping to do over the course of this program. Hello again, I'm Alan Cross, and this is the annual 60 Mind-Blowing Facts About Music in 60 Minutes. Well, it's 60 minutes for the radio show, but since we can't play full songs in the podcast, it'll be a little less than that. But I do promise 60 facts. Let's get started. And pay attention because this information is going to come at you really fast. Mind-blowing fact number one. Ever since people started buying Alexa smart speakers for listening to music at home, there has been a massive decline in the number of newborns with that name. In England and Wales, there are 95% fewer humans named Alexa. Number two, Elvis Presley really hated fish. He loved fried chicken, bacon-wrapped meatballs, fried peanut butter and banana sandwiches, and a lot of jelly-filled donuts. But fish, no. He did not like fish because he didn't like the smell, so fish was banned from Graceland. Number three, Dee Snider, the frontman for Twisted Sister, has made a lot of money, and I mean a lot of money, because he wrote The Magic of Christmas Day, God Blesses Everyone. You know who sang that song? The Magic of Christmas Day, God Blesses Everyone? Celine Dion. Yeah, the frontman for Twisted Sister. Item four of 60. Over the last few decades, music has been getting sadder. After analyzing 150,000 top 100 hit songs released between 1965 and 2015, researchers discovered that the use of the word love in lyrics fell by half, and the number of negative words like hate rose sharply. And I'm not done. roughly 50% of top 40 songs today are in minor keys. In the 1960s, 85% were in major keys, so 15% minor. And searches for sad songs, especially by teenage girls, has gone up so much that the Centers for Disease Control has this on their mental health radar. Moving to item number 5. When actor Kevin Bacon is invited to a wedding, he pays off the DJ or the band so they won't play Footloose. You can understand why. Number 6, the grandfather of Linda Ronstadt invented the electric oven, the electric toaster, and the thermostat for Westinghouse. And number 7, Nick Reynolds, the harmonica player in the British band A3, is also a sculptor renowned for creating death masks. He's also the son of Bruce Reynolds, the mastermind in the great train robbery of 1963. Here he is in the A3 song Everybody Knows. Moving on to mind-blowing fact about music number 8 of 60. Before he was in Black Sabbath, Ozzy used to work in a slaughterhouse. For some of his solo tours, his contract required that he be provided 25 pounds of calves' livers and pigs' intestines. He wanted something to throw at the audience. I'm not kidding. The crowds quickly caught on and started reciprocating by chucking dead frogs, cats, and snakes at him. One guy even tried to get into a gig with a severed ox's head. From Ozzy, it seems kind of logical that we move to bats. Item number 9. Bats are the death metal singers of the animal kingdom. Let me explain. The grunt in death metal vocals comes from ventricular folds, which sit just above the vocal cords. Humans have them, and so do bats. And that's about it. Scientists have discovered that bats greet each other with death metal-like growls. If you were a fan of the TV series Succession, you know Cousin Greg. He was played by Nicholas Braun, which brings us to fact number 10. His father, Craig Braun, had a company called Sound Packaging Corporation. Together with his partner, John Pasch, he helped design the famous Rolling Stones lips and tongue logo. And he made almost nothing for it, too. Fact number 11 gives props to K-pop fans. They have reduced carbon emissions by an estimated 28,000 tons by planting over 113,000 trees around the world in support of their favorite bands. Unsurprisingly, the BTS Army is responsible for most of that, accounting for about a third of those newly planted trees. Which brings us to fact number 12. BTS fans went nuts over a coffin used in a video by Jungkook, one of the members. He used it in a music video. They tracked down that particular model, and all these BTS fans bought up all the stock, all the inventory, at about $5,000 a pop. Number 13, Frank Zappa was one of the great guitarists and experimental rock stars of all time, but he died of prostate cancer at the age of 52. His father worked as a chemist who worked in the defense industry, and sometimes Mr. Zappa would bring his work home, which included vials of poisonous mercury. Frank used to play with that mercury as a kid, sometimes covering his entire bedroom floor with it. Mercury has been shown to cause prostate cancer if kids are exposed to it. Number 14. In 1980, country stars Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard performed at the Country Fall Festival at Anaheim Stadium in California. They were the headliners. Before the show even started, Willie, Merle, and their backstage guests went through 52 cases of beer. That's 1,200 bottles. And number 15, if you're looking for a quiet country getaway, Beck will rent you a ranch house in North Little Rock, Arkansas. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath place, hardwood floors, nice fireplace, big backyard. Just $1,250 a month, which seems like a bit of a deal, if you don't mind Arkansas. Got a devil's haircut in my mind. Got a devil's haircut in my mind. Got a devil's haircut in my mind. Got a devil's haircut. Let's continue with our list of mind-blowing facts. This is number 16. When snowflakes hit water, they create a screeching sound that's too high for humans to hear. When a flake hits the water, an air bubble is released that oscillates in the 50 to 200 kilohertz range. That's well above a human's ability to hear. snow hitting water can increase underwater sound by 30 decibels, which might be really annoying to some sea animals who can actually hear this. Let's talk about Queen for a moment. These are facts 17, 18, and 19. It's estimated that Bohemian Rhapsody is so popular it is played on the radio somewhere in the world at least once an hour. Freddie Mercury was a great friend of Princess Diana. She was so desperate to get out of the palace one night that Freddie dressed her as a man and took her to a party at a gay club in South London. No one ever found out. And one more. There's been some recent research on non-drug ways to stimulate the pancreas in people with diabetes. How can the pancreas create more insulin? Swiss researchers planted capsules into patients. These capsules contain designer cells that stimulate the pancreas into producing more insulin. Those capsules, those enzymes, were turned on by external stimuli like light, temperature, and electrical fields. In a totally unexpected finding, sound seemed to work. But not just sound, music. And not just any music. We Will Rock You by Queen. No one has figured out how this works, so more study is needed. And here's item number 20. One of the great hockey traditions is that the team who wins the Stanley Cup gets to parade it around the summer after they win it. In 1999, the Dallas Stars beat the Buffalo Sabres with a goal in the third overtime. You'll remember this if you're a Sabres fan because you were robbed because replay showed that the Stars' Brett Hull clearly had a skate in the crease. And that goal should not have counted, but I digress. As winners, the Stars had custody of the Cup in the summer of 1999. And at some point, there was a press release saying that the Cup had sustained damage when someone dropped it while getting off a plane. That is not what actually happened. Pantera, the metal band, hosted a party for the team. And at that party, with everybody in the pool and the hot tub, Guy Carboneau went up to the balcony and screamed, "Catch the Cup!" and threw it into the pool. But it missed. It hit the side of the pool and sunk to the bottom. It got dented pretty badly. It was fixed, and the "oops, I dropped it getting off a plane" story was invented as a cover-up.
I've got more friends like you. What do I do? Is there no snacking anymore? What it takes, who I am, where I've been belong. You can't be so...
That is just one third of the 60 mind-blowing facts I have about music for this year. And we'll pick things up in just a second. Welcome back to 60 Mind-Blowing Facts About Music in 60 Minutes, the 2023 edition. This is a clearinghouse of unused information from a year's worth of ongoing history of new music research. We are up to fact number 21, and I think it's a pretty cool party trick. If you take a piece of Canadian money, a Canadian bill, the polymer ones, and you put the tip to a spinning record on a turntable, you will be able to hear the music very faintly. That's how thin those polymer bills are. They actually can work as a stylus. Fact number 22. There is a lost Pink Floyd guitar solo that can only be found on the 8-track edition of the 1977 album Animals. Because it was so hard to fit the long songs of the album on the limited space available on the tape, two songs, Pigs on the Wing, Parts 1 and 2, were stitched together as one long song just for one track on the 8-track. To make the join, a guitarist named Snowy White was brought in to play a solo between the two tracks. He did it in one take. But here's the thing. When the 8-track went out of print, that solo disappeared forever. The ultra-long version of Pigs on the Wing is the only commercially unavailable piece of music that Pink Floyd had once officially released. Let's talk electric vehicles for fact number 23. Norway has probably the highest adoption rate of EVs anywhere in the world. And some of that credit has to go to the band A-ha. In 1989, they were so impressed with an electric Fiat that was on display at an auto show in Switzerland, they had one imported back to Norway. This became the first modern-day EV on Norway's roads. And they used it to engage in a little civil disobedience. By refusing to pay tolls, parking illegally, and neglecting to pay vehicle taxes, they pushed the idea of EVs over fossil fuel cars and trucks. They pushed the issue into the mainstream, and they did this over 7 years. At first, this wasn't very popular because Norway was one of the biggest oil-producing nations on the planet. Eventually, though, the government saw the light and embarked on a campaign to introduce more such vehicles into use. There are now more than 500,000 EVs in Norway, a country with a population of just over 5 million. And all because of a rock band. Here's a violent change in direction for fact number 24. For the 1973 season, the Oakland A's hired a new Bat Boys. His name was Stanley Burrell. Reggie Jackson took a shine to the kid and gave him the nickname Hammer. Stanley Burrell would later grow up to be MC Hammer. Item number 25. Which actor has had his or her voice sampled the most in songs? I'll give you the top three. We begin with Samuel L. Jackson. At number two is Lucille Laverne. It's her voice we hear as Snow White's wicked stepmother in Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. And the number one most sampled actor for songs, Al Pacino.
Say hello to my little friend!
Yeah, okay, that kind of makes sense. Item number 26, Stephen King, yes, the writer, almost got divorced because he wouldn't stop playing the 12-inch extended mix of Lou Bega's Mambo No. 5. His wife threatened to leave him if he didn't stop.
A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side, a little bit of Rita's all I need, a little bit of Tina's what I see.
Okay, enough. In item number 27, on May 18th, 2023, Travis Carlson of Duluth, Minnesota, allegedly deliberately set fire to his apartment. But before he did, he put on some music. He put on Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire. And that's what fire crews heard blaring from the windows when they arrived. So I guess this is an excuse to play Fall Out Boy's 2023 update of that song. For mind-blowing facts number 26 and 27, I have to throw some Taylor Swift stuff in here. There's just no ignoring her. In May 2023, she became the first living artist to have 10 albums simultaneously in the Billboard Top 100. And number 27, Arizona State University now offers a course on Tay-Tay, but it's not what you think. This is a study into the social psychology of Taylor Swift. Students will study Taylor in the context of gossip, relationships, and revenge. And you just know that she's going to write a pouty song about that. Back to Black Sabbath for a second. Item number 28 says that in 1982, when Ronnie James Dio quit as vocalist, he'd replaced Ozzy in 1979, Black Sabbath auditioned a ton of singers. And one of those hoping to join the band was Michael Bolton. Yes, that Michael Bolton. Seriously. And that story comes straight from Tony Iommi. And since we're talking about weird metal gigs, try this for number 29. Max Martin is one of the most successful pop composers and producers in the world. He's written number one hits for Taylor Swift, Justin Bieber, The Weeknd, Britney Spears, Katy Perry, Ariana Grande, Adele, Justin Timberlake. The list just goes on and on and on. But before Max discovered pop, he was in a Swedish hair metal band called It's Alive. And if you've never heard of them, that's okay, because they didn't do much outside of Sweden. Number 30. Remember the Balloon Boy hoax? This was a story back in 2009 when a six-year-old boy was said to have drifted off in a weather balloon from his family's home in Fort Collins, Colorado. It was all a scam for attention, of course. Dad was sent to jail for 90 days while mom served 20 days. The family was also fined $36,000. When everyone got out of jail, the Heens family eventually ended up in Florida. And that's where the kid, whose name is Falcon, by the way, Falcon Heens, got into music with his brothers. They are now in a metal group called the Heen Boys, and one of their first songs was called Balloon Boy No Hoax. Number 31. I have the title of the world's deadliest karaoke song. More than a dozen people have been murdered at karaoke bars in the Philippines for singing My Way by Frank Sinatra. These are actually known, and this is 100% true, as the My Way killings in that country. People have been killed for butchering the song and refusing to share the mic. They've been shot, they've been stabbed, they've been, well, killed. As a result, many karaoke bars have removed the song from their library, and the government has implemented a 10 p.m. curfew at these places. Number 32, Morrissey once operated an interesting grift. I don't know if he still does it, but he used to autograph other people's albums. For example, he would sign his name to a Bowie record and then sell that record at gigs for up to $300. Bowie, Patti Smith, Lou Reed, New York Dolls, all signed and sold by Morrissey. Here's an interesting gesture for number 33. When the famous Hollywood sign was falling into disrepair, Alice Cooper bought one of the O's for $30,000, and he did this in honor of his friend Groucho Marx. And we'll stay with Cooper for item number 34. If you register a car in Arizona, which is where Alice lives, you can get an Alice Cooper-themed license plate from the motor vehicle people. And here's number 35. Remember the massive stages U2 used for their 360 tour? It was called the Claw, 190 tons, 165 feet high, and there were three of them, each costing somewhere around $30 million. They were the most expensive concert stages ever constructed. It took 120 trucks and 300 crew members to move the production around the world. But what do you do with nearly $100 million worth of custom Claw stages? In June of 2011, U2 put them up for sale. And I know where one of them is. It's operating at the Loveland Living Planet Aquarium in Salt Lake City. I have no idea where the other two are. We continue with mind-blowing musical item number 36. Saudi Arabia is trying to fake out the world by pretending to be liberal and not a place where human rights go to die. And that includes allowing pop stars to perform in the country. In August 2023, Iggy Azalea was playing a gig. Risky, since the morality police don't like women who are too uppity. At one point in the show, Iggy split her skin-tight latex pants. That was enough for the authorities to shut down the show, even after she covered up with a pair of jeans. Speaking of international incidents, here's number 37. It's well known that Kid Rock and Donald Trump have a bromance thing happening. Rock says that he was once invited by Trump to view secret maps of North Korea. Totally normal. Meanwhile, Russian citizens are having their playlist tracked by Kremlin spooks. Yandex Music, the country's biggest streaming service and one of the few left because of the boycotts due to the war in Ukraine, says it is creating a safe environment by blocking dangerous musical content. Sure. Okay, fine. We'll call that item number 38. Probably means that not a lot of people are listening to Pussy Riot. Putin is scared to death of them. 39. Good on Mike Gabler. Who's okay, Mike Gabler? Well, he's the hardcore metalhead who won season 43 of Survivor, meaning he took home the $1 million prize. And he donated the whole thing to charity. So, good on Mike Gabler. And here's item number 40. Noel Gallagher has never bothered to learn how to drive. He doesn't have a driver's license. Yet in 2023, he was suspended from driving for 6 months, fined nearly 2,000 pounds for unpaid speeding tickets, and now has 18 demerit points. How is this possible for a man who doesn't drive and doesn't have a driver's license? Well, Noel has a chauffeur. He was the guy speeding. But Noel is the registered owner of this Range Rover. And because he didn't identify the driver when he received the court summons, he was automatically declared to be the driver and thus responsible for the speeding tickets, even though he was never behind the wheel. There's still much more mind-blowing to come. We'll pick it up with the final 20 weird and wonderful facts of 2023 right after this. This is the 2023 inventory clear-out of strange information I uncovered over the last year whilst researching material for the ongoing history of new music. We have reached item number 41. Once upon a time, Sony sold a waterproof cassette Walkman. To prove it was waterproof, it was sold inside a bottle of water in vending machines, which is related to item number 42. The 2023 Sony Walkman is a digital high-resolution audio unit. That's all it does, play music. And it's yours for $900. But that's nothing. Item number 43. An iPhone 15 sells for around $1,100. But you can also buy one that costs $546,000. How is that possible? Well, it's all about the 570 diamonds encrusted in the back of the case made of 18-karat white gold. It also features a pendant embedded in the back made of platinum, white gold, and diamonds. and you'll probably just leave it in a cab. Speaking of big money, check out item number 44. Jim Irsay is the owner of the Indianapolis Colts. He's also a major, major music fan. He, for example, spent nearly $5 million to buy the guitar Kurt Cobain used in the Smells Like Teen Spirit video. His collection also includes guitars once owned by John Lennon and George Harrison. The acoustic guitar David Gilmour plays on the Pink Floyd Wish You Were Here, and Gilmour's famous Black Strat, and a ton of others. Irsay says that someone in the Middle East offered him $1.15 billion U.S. dollars for his guitar collection, and he refused. Number 45, Motley Crue was once in secret talks with the U.S. State Department to fly to Baghdad during the Iraqi war just to play a song by the Rolling Stones. The song was Street Fightin' Man. It was supposed to be for the troops. Never happened. Number 46. We've all heard of surgeons who like to operate while listening to music. A company called NextMed Health released an album in 2023 entitled Highway to Heal. It features 11 slightly tweaked AC/DC songs covered by a band made up of doctors. It includes tracks like Shoot to Drill, which is aimed at oral surgeons. And item number 47. There is such a thing as being too much of a Tool fan. A couple in Colorado was planning to get married on October the 3rd, but then the dude found out that was the day Tool was going to be in town. He told his fiance that the date would now be unavailable for the wedding. There was a fight, she moved out, and I have no idea if they were able to patch things up. There's an excuse to play Schism. These next stories all have to do with concerts and festivals. Number 48. Here's something that you never want to be involved in. Two women got into a brawl at a Morgan Wallen concert in Pittsburgh after one of them allegedly cut the line to the porta potty. Number 49. Romania hosts the Untold Festival. It's a dance event in Transylvania. You can buy tickets or you can donate blood to get in. They've been doing this for 8 years and have so far gathered thousands of gallons of blood for regional hospitals. It does sound weird. This is Transylvania, but it's for a great cause. On the more gruesome end of things, there was a charity concert held in the Russian region of Amur over the summer. This is item number 50. And one of the things organizers hoped to raise money for was body bags for troops on the front line in the war with Ukraine. Let's segue to Beyoncé, number 51. Her Renaissance tour required a crew of 550 people. One of the roadies was in charge of a road case labeled toilet seats. Yes, Beyoncé tours with her own toilet seats. I have also heard that Beyoncé will only use red toilet paper. I have no idea why. No doubt there's someone in charge of that, too. Item number 52, a company called Create Music Group specializes in music just for dogs and cats. They have a couple of brands, including Relax My Dog and Relax My Cat. They plan to spend more than $10 million over the next 3 years to expand their offerings, and they're already getting 12 million hours of online listening every month for dogs and cats. Number 53, a dude named Matthias Krantz, I think he's Swedish, claims to have invented the first gasoline-powered electric guitar. Basically, it has an onboard amplifier for which electricity is generated by a tiny gas-powered motor. It has a pull start and a choke and everything. Problem is, you can't really hear the guitar over the noise of the motor. He should probably meet a Florida dude who calls himself Prince Midnight. He's at the heart of item number 54. This Prince Midnight guy has fashioned two toilets. One is modeled after Eddie, Iron Maiden's mascot. But even worse is the one that looks like Lars Ulrich of Metallica. It's a seated Lars with the bowl between his legs, so you sit and... Okay, never mind. And item number 55. There were a lot of rock and roll beverages released this year. Rod Stewart now has his own scotch. And there is now goth vodka. Instead of crystal clear, it is black. Black vodka. We also have Britpop wine. Blur bass player Alex James, who you might already know as a professional cheesemaker, introduced a sparkling wine called, yes, Britpop, which is a dry Chardonnay-ish bubbly. Woohoo. Time for the home stretch with a final 7 mind-blowing facts about music unearthed in 2023. Item number 56. Gerald Johnson is a priest in Michigan. In 2016, he died of a heart attack, but was one of those people who came back when told by some spirit that it just wasn't his time. It's only been recently that he's been detailing his experience on TikTok. In his posts, during the time he was dead, he claimed to have descended into hell. He didn't like what he saw, but he also didn't like what he heard. Father Johnson says that the damned are tortured with music from Rihanna, Umbrella, over and over again. And also Bobby McFerrin's Don't Worry, Be Happy. Sounds like Satan has a sense of humor. Number 57, John Hinckley tried to assassinate Ronald Reagan in 1981. He was released from psychiatric care in 2016 and given an unconditional release in 2022. Hinckley has now devoted his life to music. He also has a YouTube channel featuring his folky originals and released a debut album on Asbestos Records in July 2023. It's called Redemption. 58. Remember the Seinfeld episode where Elaine shows that she can't dance? The Brooklyn Cyclones, a minor league baseball team that plays in Coney Island, holds an annual Elaine Dance Contest, which has been going on for 20 years. Number 59. Mary McCartney, one of Paul McCartney's daughters, released a documentary on Abbey Road Studios. And for that, she had her father recreate his walk across the famous crosswalk just south of the studio. As he was doing that and the pictures were being taken, he was nearly hit by a car. He stepped out of the way just in time. And finally, mind-blowing fact number 60 of 60 for the year of our Lord 2023. One of the weirdest pieces of band merch I came across was from Slayer. It is a Slayer branding iron. Don't worry, it's not meant for people or animals, although I suppose you could. It's actually designed for burning the Slayer logo into a steak. $75.
See the blood, very light. Smell your death as it burns deep inside of you. About to make, as it bleed. Pray for the end of your wide awake nightmare with the pain. Reach out for you.
So there is your data dump of weird but fascinating musical information for 2023. I've already started collecting material for the 2024 edition, so if you run across anything head-scratching I should know about, send an email to alan@alancross.ca, and I'll add it to the list. Meanwhile, indulge in downloading as many ongoing history podcasts as you wish. They're available on all the platforms. We can also cross paths on Facebook, Instagram, X, Threads, Blue Sky, even TikTok once in a while. There's my website, ajournalofmusicalthings.com, which is updated every day. And get my free daily newsletter. You should definitely get that as well. And then there's my other podcast, which is Uncharted, Crime and Mayhem in the Music Industry. It's a true crime and music podcast that I think you'll really, really like. Technical production for all this is by Rob Johnston. We'll talk to you next time. I'm Alan Cross.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.